14 minutes after 9 o'clock, and an old friend of K-Hum, it's Jeff Jolly. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Humboldt County. I hope it's better than mine.
you had a rough few days. You have. Yeah, it's a great story. Yeah, but you just finished a big European tour, right?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, we got invited back this year again, and so either the spring or the summer, we're going to go back and do it again.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What parts of Europe?
Last time we did Scotland, England, the Netherlands, Germany. But I think we're going to try a different route. We might go back to Scotland again, but we're going to try to stay on the one side and go, you know, from Scotland to England to Paris and maybe down south of France and stuff.
You're working on a new album, and you're hoping to have it ready for release by 2015. I know you're taking your time doing it right.
Well, it's making us take its time.
Some projects are like that.
I was just telling you, we were just in New York a couple of weeks ago and trying to wrap up the last tracks and mix some of this stuff. And we just got that. We woke up going to the studio, and the guy called him and said, "You're not going to believe this." I'm like, "I'm sure I'll believe it. I know." What? And the studio was robbed, and the whole building was cleared out. And
are you kidding? They took everything?
Yeah. And so we went from New York to Pennsylvania. A friend of mine has a band up there, and a great band called the Badleys, and they cleared their studio out for us, and we got another two tracks out of it.
Wow.
It kind of saved the day. But this song here I gave you, I've been trying to mix this thing better and better, and I just decided to leave it alone. And sometimes the rough mixes are better than the finished product because you just keep messing with it, and something gets lost, you know, in translation with the whole thing. So
I'll
give you a shot at it and see where it goes.
Well, we'll give that a spin in a bit. Now, we've known you as the Jeff Jolly Band for a long time, and you are changing the name to The Jollies.
Yes, it's a collaboration of life, you know.
You and Desiree.
Yeah, we got married last year, and we've been traveling together doing a duo all over the place. It's been really successful for us, and because, you know, the band thing is... It's a great thing, but try dragging that around Europe, you know.
Yeah, it's
and it's
tough.
A very difficult thing to do. A lot of people pick up bands over there, but it's not the same. You know, most when you go to Europe, a lot of Europeans want to see a band that's been together for a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want to see somebody picking up a couple of guys in the neighborhood and doing that. They really want to see an Americana roots band or something. You know, so you have to be careful when you cross that line. So we brought it over last time. We had a good time, but it was very difficult, you know.
Because you've had a lot of incarnations. You've just done solo stuff. You've done the Jeff Jolly Band for a long time, and you and Desiree have been doing this this two person thing now, and it's
We've been doing it for a number of years now, and it's like I was just saying, we played a show in Brooklyn a couple weeks ago, and a friend of mine came up and he says, "I've seen all your incarnations of bands. I love all this stuff." He goes, "But what you guys are doing tonight is really special, and you should stay with that for a while." And,
nice.
You know, it's nice to have a band, but this is working. And it's not necessarily acoustic because we get into crazy stuff with the electric acoustic and stuff too. So
yeah, this track that you gave me called One Hit, I mean, this thing's it's pretty fat. I mean, it's got all the instruments, and it's got horns.
The horn section is the guys I used last time there, the Uptown Horns, and you know, they did the whole Steel Wheels tour with the Stones and everything, and they're just monsters, you know, and they're such nice people. To walk in the studio and hear all those, the four guys just sit there and blow is just, it's something, you know. They have that, you know, and all characters. They're like, "Oh, we can bring two guys in, and the two guys can do everything." I said, "No, I want all four of you in there so I can see the whole picture." And they appreciate that. And but to hear them play is just something else. And I was very lucky to have them.
Yeah, it's really, really, really cool. And I think we should probably spin the song. It's called One Hit. Why is it called One Hit?
Well, go over in Humboldt County, but... most places.
I'm thinking you know, like a hit record.
Well, that's kind of what it was. People told me over the years, "Jeff, you just need that hit. You need that hit."
So
I finally said, "Well, let me try to write one." You know, yeah. And we were sitting on the beach in Cancun, and it was, you know, this life stops for that one moment, and it's just beautiful. And just decided to write something with that kind of passion in it. for the two of us, you know.
Fantastic. Yeah. And let's give it a spin. This is, I guess, the pre-release from the album.
Yeah, it should be done around January, February. Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in that ballpark. Yeah. But you do have this one song, and this is the one hit.
Well, show would take it if it came.
All right, folks, let's see what you think of it. Brand new from The Jollies. This is One Hit on K-Hum. Sweet. That is really nice.
Oh, thanks,
I love that big, fat sound, too.
Thank you.
You know, the horns on there, it's just really something else.
Oh, man. We have them on a couple of tracks, and hopefully that'll be it, because they're not cheap either.
I bet. So what's the rest of the album going to be like?
You know, this is the problem that's been haunting me for years, is that people always want to hear like a blues or a country or a certain kind of genre that is consistent through an album, and it just never works for me.
Right.
So it's mostly straight ahead rock and roll, a little bluesy at times, but more of an upbeat rock and roll album.
Nice.
You know, yeah, we're trying to stay, you know, party time, you know.
Well, that seems to be. I mean, it's. I've been kind of craving that. We've had there's.
It's too much depressing music.
There's
out
a lot
there
of depressing
right
music, but there is a new. I guess you would call them a super group, if you will. It's called Trigger Hippie. Are you familiar with them?
Uh-uh.
This is it's Jackie Green and Joan Osborne and the members of the Black Crows and
really?
Widespread Panic. And it's straight ahead rock and roll, and it's a lot of fun. And we've been playing it, and people are digging it. So I think people are craving it.
I'm going to go look for that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah,
Trigger Hippie.
You don't hear a lot of it. You turn on the radio half the time, and it's like, wow, that... I don't want to go here, you know. I was in a good mood a couple minutes ago, you know.
Yeah, I think people...
I mean, there's a lot of depressing stuff going on in the world, but, you know, music is supposed to take us away from that.
Yeah, I think there's a craving for a more positive, upbeat stuff.
Well, that's what we're trying to stay. We're trying to have a good time with this one. And the band we're playing with right now, with actually guys that I played with in some of my first bands in New York, and we walked in the studio, and we, you know, nailed like 6 tracks in 2 hours, and it was easy. It was no problem. Everyone was laughing, having a good time, and that's the way this album's coming out.
Fantastic.
I'm real happy about it, and thanks for, you know, having me come by.
Yeah, wish you the best of luck, and when it's ready to make its full debut, come on back.
All right, thanks a lot, Cliff. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, Jeff Jolly here in the K-Home Studios, back in Humboldt for a little bit. Heading back to San Francisco?
I'm going to the studio today after not sleeping all night. Sleeping in the jet engine last night.
There's plenty of time for sleeping later.
Yeah, right.